Hello, everybody, and welcome to Frankfurt Wildcats locker room chat here at Crittenden Prophet. Alongside me, head coach Adam Schreiner of the Frankfurt Wildcats. And coach, last season was a great year for these Wildcats. He went 12 and 11, but still trying to look for those positives, keep that over 500, and not only in the overall, but in league play, trying to improve. You got a very tough TVL league. Walk me through here what this offseason was like for you and your team, and of course on your jamboree that you had recently throughout the week. You played a good Rock Creek team as well as a St. Mary's team. So kind of break that down to me, how that went, as well as the offseason.
Yeah, like you said, we got started Monday night, so down at Rock Creek playing St. Mary's and Rock Creek. And those are two well-coached teams and well-played. And I really thought our guys held their own and competed right there with both those schools. So walking away from that, you know, I felt pretty good walking away from it. You break down the film, and there's certain things you see that maybe you didn't see on the game night that we definitely need to improve on. But for the most part, our competition level was there, and our toughness is getting to where we need it to be. So I felt good, and hopefully we can string some things together here.
Well, this is just your second year as head coach. Last year was, again, a great year for you. But, you know, talking about this year, what are some improvements you're expecting about your players? I mean, you got some real great talented athletes out there. I mean, you got Wes Anderson, Lane Loizzo. You know, kind of talk to me about these players, as well as, you know, give a couple nods to some other ones. And then, you know, kind of while you're doing so, how are they going to play a role in this week's matchup against Lord Central Catholic, where you're going to go all the way to Nebraska City to play that one?
Yeah, like you said, I thought we put together a good season last year. There are definitely some opportunities I thought we didn't capitalize on, but that was a learning growth for me and the kids, kind of getting to know each other the first year and kind of what we needed to get done. And walking into this year, I think the kids kind of understand more of what I'm trying to do, and I understand more about how they can utilize the potential that they've been given. Like you talked about, we have some really talented kids in athletic. They've been blessed with that. So, but we got to get all of them to buy in that it's not just necessarily how talented you are, but it's the work ethic every day at practice. It's the attitude and effort in which you compete at, and understanding that, yeah, we may have a leg up with some athleticism, but still ultimately we have to go out and fight for and work for what we're wanting to accomplish. And I really do think that there's an opportunity for us to go do some good things in and out of league. And like you said, we go up to Lord Central, and kind of a new opponent for us. We don't know necessarily a whole lot about them other than it's a trip up there, but it'll be good to get a bus ride under our belt, kind of build that team camaraderie and go up there and come out with a win.
Yeah, and try to say you're undefeated in Nebraska, right, Coach?
Yeah, that would be nice to start the season.
Well, head coach, thank you for your time here on the Frankfurt Wildcats locker room chat. Again, this week going up to Nebraska City to take on Lords Central Catholic. This locker room chat has been brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage and all you do for the guys.